Blog Talk Radio.
Selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to visit the website, please take some time right now or in a few to do so. Lots of free information. We have free plays each and every day for you folks. And all you need to do is visit the website. Congratulations to everybody who was cashing on last night's free play, the Pistons on the road versus the Phoenix Suns. Detroit was getting 4.5. They won the game by 11 outright. So no surprises for us in that game. And we hope that everybody out there took advantage of it. And again, all you need to do is visit the website and or log on to Twitter and just simply type in Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get those tweeted out to you on a daily basis. Of course, it wouldn't be keeping score with Boppy if we didn't have the old coach from Modesto with us. And Boppy, how are you this morning?
In the nick of time, I'm bright-eyed and furry-tailed.
Actually, we haven't taken a roll call yet, so yeah, you beat the teacher. You won't be getting slapped, Boppy, on the wrist with the ruler this morning. And I want to also let everybody know that there's racing out at Del Mar today, and first post will be the normal 12:30. And we have a nice super high five carryover in the ninth race of $14,923.98 in the super high five carryover pool. So make sure if you're out there to take advantage of that as well. All right, well, let's get started. A lot going on here, and folks, it is upon us, Boppy, Hondo, college hoops kick off next week, and we couldn't be more excited. Of course, we have the tip-off classic, which begins, and for college basketball fans, that is a very exciting period of time where we have college basketball around the clock, and go to our website at sportswagers-selections.com, and you can sign up for our special package for the College Tip-Off Classic. All right, guys, let's get going with Boppies. Who's hot and who's not this morning?
My pleasure. I got to tell you, besides celebrating the fact that BYU managed to eke out a surprisingly difficult 17-16 win, thanks to a clueless decision by the San Jose State coach, it's a great weekend for sports. I've been watching.
I don't know how you can be happy with that win last night, Bobby, but
I'm happier than I would be with a 1-point loss.
Well, all right.
A lot happier. But no, you're right. It should have been BYU's talent level and everything else. They should have won that game by 2 or 3 touchdowns. And to only win by 1, I mean, a real disappointing performance for BYU. And, you don't want to put that one on your resume because it just was such an ugly game. But anyway, for my who's hot, this past week I've watched a couple of Golden State Warrior games, and I am simply in awe of Stephon Curry. I just haven't seen another NBA player like that, not in my lifetime. I went back and I found a story I think that can illustrate for some people maybe just how incredible this guy is. His workout regimen during practice is pretty amazing. He will come out an hour before they have their team practices, and he does his some physical training and some shooting. He does that for an hour to an hour and a half. Then there's a 2-hour practice with the team. When that is all over, he shoots 100 threes afterwards. Well, last year, on April 15th, he hit 78 in a row. He shoots 100 threes, hit 78 in a row, 91 overall. You know, he's playing the game at a different level than it's ever been played at before. One of the announcers on ESPN in a game last week was talking about the players that switch, the big centers and forwards that sometimes switch on to Curry at the top of the key. And he said they were giving him too much room and said that for Curry right now, the three-pointer was like a layup. And when you watch the guy play, it almost looks like that. I haven't seen anything like it. Stephon Curry is playing the game at a ridiculous level.
I can't argue that with you. You know, he's definitely very, very special. No doubt about that. And what about your who's not hot?
Oh,
I got one.
Besides Colin Kaepernick, who?
Kobe Bryant.
Oh. Well, Kobe's a little older than he used to be.
Ha! Yeah, he won't admit it.
Oh.
Well, if we could extend the show, we'd also need to have a who's shitty and who's not list. I just can't understand. Well, I'm not going to really go into it too much, but I can't understand how he even can justify playing the minutes that he's playing with the way he's shooting, and I can't understand the social media, his fans and the Laker fans still referring to him as MVP.
It's reached the point where he did, and let's remember all the good stuff that Kobe's done for that team, and it's great. He's a surefire Hall of Famer, one of the top 10 players that ever played the game. But that being said, he's hurting the team now because he's shooting 32%. He's shooting about 22% from 3-point range. People keep saying, Well, give him, you know, he missed 2 or 3 weeks of training camp. Give him time. His shooting touch will come back. But no, his shooting touch last year was 37%, and he played about 45 games. Kobe Bryant cannot shoot anymore because he doesn't have his legs. He's 30, almost 38, doesn't have his legs. Kobe Bryant is never going to shoot, in my opinion, above 40% again in his life.
Yeah.
The sorry thing is, and I know Bobby has seen it with athletes and everybody has seen it, that, you know, no matter what you do at the beginning of the year or the beginning of your career, you know, that's one thing. And Hondo, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, Kobe Bryant is, when he was young, he was a fabulous, very gifted athlete, and he still is. I mean, he's still, even as, you know, crippled and disabled as he is right now, he's better than, you know, a lot of guys in the NBA. But sadly, he's going to go out now, and he's going to be remembered by what he's doing right now. And it's hurting his reputation.
Well, we all remember the way Michael Jordan went out. And Jordan still, by I'd say a vast majority of people, me not included, but by a vast majority of people, considered the best NBA player ever. So the way he went out, it didn't hurt his legacy, but I still remember the way Michael Jordan went out, and it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
So
the nice thing for Kobe Bryant, though, is the nice thing is we know it's connected to age. When you look at Colin Kaepernick and a guy who's he's now been benched, but his quarterback rating this year at the point of benching is 47.6, and so that he was only getting like 6.7 yards per pass attempt. I mean, you almost don't recognize the guy who's playing quarterback for the 49ers today with the guy who took him to the Super Bowl. It's like they can't be the same player, but it was.
Well, Bobby, look at the players around him when he led the team to the Super Bowl around him now.
Yeah, only three of the players around him now are related to that Super Bowl team. And so there's a lot to be said there. But his decision, he runs when he shouldn't, he passes when he shouldn't. He holds on to the ball too long. It's just it's hard to know. It's hard to know whether there's been dissipation of the talent because it isn't age. He's not that old, but the only other two things you've got left with are what you said, the talent around him, or there's been some dissipation because of due rapid aging or an injury or something else.
Well, he's one of those guys who, in my opinion, is a great complimentary piece. But he's never, and even during the Super Bowl year, was never a guy like a Brady or a Rodgers or a Manning who was going to carry the team. He was a guy who you wanted to manage the offense, good running quarterback, pick up some first downs on scrambles, that type of thing. But, maybe when Kaepernick led them to the Super Bowl, maybe because he had such good players around him, maybe he wasn't that great. What I'm trying to say is, I guess, he isn't as good as he showed then, and he's probably not as bad as he's showing now. Somewhere in between, I think.
So if he's in the right situation in the NFL, he might be successful again. It's just never going to be with a team that's building like the 49ers are now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure. It's sad, you know, when these guys But time will tell if he can make adjustments that are needed or not. Maybe this will be a wake-up call to him carrying a clipboard and on the sidelines tomorrow. I think a lot of people weren't expecting it, that's for sure, including myself. I didn't think that they were going to be. And Seattle is another team that's underachieving right now, which is kind of hard to figure, but we'll see what happens with them coming up too. All right, let's head out to Del Mar real quick. We have a free play, which is courtesy of horseracing-selections.com, and that comes in today's fourth race, number 3, Gracchus the Hunter. Now, this is a horse, albeit he's 0-6 this season, exits a race that is better than looked. Last time out, he was rank, wanted to run, fought Gary Stevens the entire way, but still was able to gut out a decent runner-up effort last time. And we look for improved things today from this four-year-old gelding. Hector Palma will be throwing the saddle over him. We like the fact that Stevens is returning to ride, and his recent drill out at Santa Anita, 4 furlongs in 48 handily, was deemed a nice-looking, good-looking drill by our clockers. And so if you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. We suggest a couple of bucks to win and place today. Fourth race, Del Mar, number 3, Gracchus the Hunter. All right, when we come back, we'll have some more selections for you. NCAA, we'll have Boppy's Lock of the Weekend, and we'll give you some more NCAA football plays. So this is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have some free selections for you and some more Keeping Score with Bobby.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
All right, sports fans, we're back with Keeping Score with Boppy, and now it's time to go into Boppy's corner and to huddle up with the old coach and get his free lock play. And, Boppy, who are we going with this weekend?
Well, I what I love is when there's a difference, I think, when you've got a 7-point difference in what the odds makers are saying and the way that I read a game. And for me, the game that I'm looking at right now, at one that I think is in the vault as an absolute lock, is the Iowa at Indiana game. I make that to be Iowa should be favored by 2 touchdowns. You only have to give 7. So my thing is take the Hawkeyes and give the 7 points. I don't think Indiana can stay within 10 of Iowa, and you only have to give 7 points. That's my game of the week, Iowa. Go with the Hawkeyes.
All right. And let's see. Let's go ahead and see if we can find that. Okay. 337, 338 on the rotation. And Boppy here is suggesting, Hondo, do you have a line on that?
The line I saw was 7.
Okay. Boppy here, folks, is suggesting a play on Iowa, 337. They're on the road facing Indiana today, and Boppy is suggesting a play, 337, Iowa, and you're going to be laying the 7. All right? So good luck to everybody who partakes in that. Hondo, do you like anybody today?
I'm going to give out a Pac-12 three-team parlay tonight.
All right.
I like a team really on the rise with former Boise State coach Chris Peterson of the Washington Huskies. They just coming off a 49-3 thrashing of Arizona last weekend. And I like them at home tonight against Utah. They're a 2.5-point favorite. And Utah is just kind of, you know, just kind of muddling around. I don't think playing as well as they did earlier in the year. It's in Seattle. Washington's flying high coming in off that big win. I like them, -2.5. I like Oregon at home, -3 against Cal. I think that's a good bet. And then I also like Stanford on the road, laying 16.5 at Colorado. Colorado, you know, not one of your stronger Pac-12 teams. Stanford had kind of a scare last weekend. I think they'll bounce back with a big win on the road today. So I say take a three-team parlay of Stanford, Oregon, and Washington.
Okay. How about Del Mar? Do you like anybody today?
Yeah, I like Bob Baffert's horse in the first race today. Let's meet in Rio. Okay. Baffert is winless so far during the course of the meet's only 6 days old, but he hasn't won a race yet. But he's kind of been a little bit busy with a horse named American Pharoah. And now that the horse is now on the farm and getting ready to breed, I think Bob's going to now start to pile up some more wins at Del Mar. So
Bob is going to refocus.
Yes, refocus. And let's meet in Rio. I believe it's 7-2 on the morning line. With
yes, he is.
Regular guy, Martin Garcia, riding, and I think he's going to be very tough in the first race today.
Okay. Noteworthy to note, too, folks, that Let's Meet in Rio broke slowly in his last race, so he does have an excuse for that poor effort on paper. So if you decide to partake in that, good luck to you. Let's get the hats. Yours truly, my free selection today. No secret, folks, that we like to sometimes give out the military games as our free play. I think they're always fun and worth watching. And so we're going to venture out to Army Air Force. Out to the Air Force Academy and give out this free game. This is 355, 356 on the rotation. And as much as we tried to say 17 was too many points, we just can't say it. Air Force figures to air, no pun intended, in this game. And as much as Army occasionally will pop up and surprise their opposition with a decent effort, we just can't see that happening today. This is a rivalry game. It's an awful lot of points to give out in a game like this. However, we're going to suggest to play 356 Air Force, and we're going to lay the lumber at -17, and we suggest you do so as well. Over under in this game is 48.5. We can't go there. We got no clue. But if you held a gun to the back of my head, I would tell you that probably Air Force is capable of scoring 48 on their own. So, you know, whatever you want to make of that, so be it. But Air Force, lay the 17, and good luck to you. You've got all of our free selections now. No excuse. Get off the couch, take care of business, and get on board because you got plenty of stuff to keep you busy. All right, guys, we've got about 6 minutes left. Let's go ahead and open it up, and let's just talk about some stuff. that you think is noteworthy.
Well, I wanted to ask Boppy about this little item. The Clippers went into the season. We all know their past playoff history.
Huh.
Never gotten past the second round. Never been into the conference finals, let alone the NBA finals. And, you know, they strengthened their bench, and they're talking, hey, we're a title contender. So the other night they go into Golden State. They're down by 17 early. They take a 10-point lead with about 8 minutes left, and they're playing well, and they go, hey, they could win this game. But then the Clippers are the Clippers. They blow the lead. They lose to Golden State by 4. Now, that's all well and good. I have no arguments with that. What I have an argument with is, after the game, the Clipper social media guy on Twitter, who runs their Twitter account, was all, oh, we played them tough. We played them tough, with a hashtag, didn't lose by 50, like the Grizzlies did a few nights earlier. Huh. Now, I'm sorry, but if you are wanting to take that next step, get to the finals, get to the NBA finals, win your first championship, and you're bragging that you didn't get blown out, well, that's pretty weak. And right now, at this minute, the Clippers are still the Clippers.
Yeah, what did you want to ask me?
Does that surprise you that they would be happy with not getting blown out?
Well, yeah, but as I evaluated that game and watched it, the difference between the two teams were Golden State plays absolutely unselfish basketball, going back to the Boston Celtics of the 50s and 60s, going back to the New York Knicks of 1971. They play absolutely perfect team basketball with some of the most talented shooters I have ever seen. Now, the Clippers were an incredibly talented NBA team that plays a lot of one-on-one basketball, and they're very good at it. The difference being, in crunch time, you got to go to your horses, or you at least got to play through your horse. And I would think on that team it would be Blake Griffin. And there were a few times as they came down through the crunch, two or three possessions where Griffin never saw the basketball. And it's not like Golden State denied that. It's just that the Clippers just bypassed it. If you're going to be a championship basketball team, you got to go to your horse. And they weren't doing that. And so I don't know.
I see what you're saying, Boppy. But one of their horses is supposed to be supposedly one of the top 3 to 5 point guards in the league, Chris Paul. I have yet to see Chris Paul take over a game in the last 3 minutes. I've seen him make mistakes to help cost the Clippers games, but
yeah.
I was watching the Bulls and the Oklahoma City Thunder the other night in Chicago. I think it was Thursday night. Derrick Rose took that game over the last 2 or 3 minutes, and Stephon Curry took the game over in the last 2 or 3 minutes against the Clippers. I want to see Chris Paul step up. I want to see Chris Paul help the Clippers win a game in the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Well,
I don't see that enough.
I know one thing, you know, with you bashing or getting on the social media guy, which I think he deserves. But what humors me is the Clipper fans and the Clippers fan base are coming out, and instead of concentrating on what the team is doing, they're bitching and moaning about the new logo and the way the frickin' floor looks.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's like, come on, you know? I mean, that's like saying, what dress am I going to wear to the dance, you know? Focus on the team, not on the logo.
The logo is
not what's winning you games.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's like CNBC did when they're asking Republican presidential candidates about fantasy football, instead of about the affairs of the day. So, no, you're absolutely right about the logo. That's the last thing you need to worry about. And how the team's playing, yeah, it's a clueless thing.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you, Hondo, for taking time out this morning to join us.
Good to be here.
And, Bobby, it's that time. Go ahead and say it.
Well, I'm just going to say right as I do it, go Dodgers, and I'm hoping to get Dave Roberts as manager. Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week.
All right, folks, until next week, good luck with all your wagers. May they all be winning ones, and I hope to see you in the cashier's line.